Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and I have my fine and handsome husband with me, Harold Herring. Psalm 20 is one of our favorite psalms. In fact, we strongly encourage you to personalize it. It's fabulous. Go to www.haroldherring.com and double-click on Personalized Scriptures, where you can actually put your name in. We also have 8 other groupings of scriptures that you can personalize and be able to print out and take with you. However, on today's call, we're going to personalize Psalm 20 using various names that are on the call today. Verse 1, may the Lord answer Paul in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set Paul up on high and defend him. Verse 2, send Maya help from the sanctuary and support, refresh, and strengthen her from Zion. Number 3, remember all Byron's offerings and accept his burnt sacrifice. Selah, pause and think of that. Verse 4, may he grant Yvette according to her heart's desire and fulfill all her plans. Verse 5, we will shout in triumph at Dave's salvation and victory, and in the name of his God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all Dave's petitions. Verse 6, but Lejeune knows that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer her from his holy heaven and from with a saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7, some trust in and boast of chariots and some of horses, but Michelle will trust in, boast in the name of the Lord our God. Verse 8, they are bowed down and fallen, but Ray rises and stands upright. And verse 9, O Lord, give victory, let the king answer Randy and Laurel when they call. In studying Psalm 20, God has showed us 7 reasons everything is going to be all right.
Number 1, the Lord hears you in times of trouble. Do you ever call to your spouse or child or grandchild in the house with you, but they couldn't hear you because of the noise level where they were standing at the time of your call? Have you ever called to a friend or coworker who couldn't or didn't hear you because of what they were doing at the time you called? We have great news. The Lord always hears you. Your voice isn't muffled or muted because of what's going on. God always hears you when you call. Just as a parent hears their baby when it cries, needs attention or loving care, your Heavenly Father always hears and responds to your voice.
Psalm 20, verse 1. Remember this. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. That's a great one to personalize with your name in it. Psalm 34, verse 15. This is in the Classic Amplified Bible. The eyes of the Lord are toward the uncompromisingly righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The Lord is watching you and listening for your voice. If you were among the uncompromisingly righteous, you know how to be uncompromisingly righteous? Ask God to forgive you of your sin, and that'll do it. Psalm 34, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distresses and troubles. Let me tell you something. The enemy's going to say, well, you know, you're not uncompromisingly righteous. Listen, none of us, you know, or maybe I should put it this way, all of us fall short of the glory of God until we ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse us and deliver us from sin.
The Lord is not only watching and listening for you, he will deliver you out of your distress, trouble, and adversity. The phrase, the day of trouble, is found 12 times in the King James Version of the Bible. However, we're going to only share two of those scriptures with you.
Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And Psalm 59, verse 16. This in the King James Version says, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble.
And speaking of medical police and, you know, fire departments, you always hear the phrase, first responders. Child of God, let me tell you and I, we have the ultimate first responder to any emergency we ever encounter. Number two, his name will defend you. His name will defend you.
Let's look at Psalm 20, verse 1, again, one more time. It says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee.
First, see, there are many blessings. Let me say this. There are many blessings in the name of God. Many, many. But we're just going to share three today. First, it's a defense. Psalm 20, verse 1. Psalm 20, verse 1, Classic Amplified. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you on high and defend you. Hallelujah. The name of God is not just for your defense, but for those around you as well. Listen to Matthew 25:45, Contemporary English Version. The king will say to them, whenever you fail to help any of my people, no matter how unimportant they seem, you have failed to do it for me. There's no need for other scriptures or personal observations. Because according to the word, everyone is important. Everyone needs a defense.
Second, it's a standard around which to fight. Psalm 20, verse 5 says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Third, the name of God is a means of deliverance. Hallelujah. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Number three, he'll send help from the sanctuary. When you were a kid, did you ever play hide and go seek? Where you had like a home base, a safe place where you couldn't be tagged to be it. Even if someone tagged you while you were on base, it was no avail because you were safe. You got a home base, a safe place. Listen.
Psalm 77, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary, in holiness, away from sin and guilt. Who is a great God like our God? Can anybody say hallelujah? Psalm 96, verse 6 says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And Hebrews 8, verse 2 in the Message Bible says, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. There is a place where you are safe, where the enemy can't reach you. It's called God's sanctuary.
Number four, he will strengthen you out of Zion. Hallelujah. Psalm 20, verse 2, Classic Amplified. Send you help from the sanctuary and support. Refresh and strengthen you from Zion. Listen to Isaiah 2, 3 in the King James.
And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Number five, the Lord will fulfill all your petitions. He will fulfill all your petitions.
Psalm 20, verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for petitions is H4862, and it means request, petition, desire. And it's only found one other time in Scripture. One other time. Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The New Living Translation of Psalm 25, verse chapter 20, verse 5 says, may the Lord answer all your prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The verse doesn't say that God will answer some, most, the most pressing of your prayers. It says the Lord will answer all of your prayers. Hallelujah.
Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
Hallelujah. No beneficial thing. The New Living Translation of that verse, Psalm 34:10, says, those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 21:22, Classic Amplified. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Told you, shouting time. Hallelujah. And whatever Denise asked for in prayer, having faith and really believing, she will receive. That's another great verse to personalize. And whatever Kim asked for in prayer, having faith and really believing, she will receive. Personalize that verse for you. Well, we're not going to finish today, but we'll pick it up tomorrow on tomorrow's call. Until then, go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video, and we just mailed you a very special letter. Be looking for it in the mail. Be looking for it. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.